Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, 205 Debrief, Creative and Practical Art Therapy Techniques, A Guide for Clinicians and Clients by Susan I. Buchalter is a professional resource for art therapists, counselors, psychotherapists, group facilitators, and clinicians who want structured creative exercises that can be used quickly in therapeutic settings. The book belongs to the practical clinical handbook genre, rather than a theoretical monograph. Its purpose is to provide a large menu of short art-based activities that help clients enter therapy with less anxiety, participate more freely, and communicate feelings that may be difficult to express verbally. Buchalter draws on her long clinical background as an art therapist, licensed professional counselor, and group psychotherapist to present techniques suitable for individual and group work. The emphasis is on accessibility. Exercises are brief, adaptable, and intended to lower inhibition rather than evaluate artistic skill. The book is especially focused on warm-ups, trust-building, self-awareness, and expressive communication. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, brief art exercises as structured entry points into therapy. A central feature of the book is its focus on short art therapy warm-ups that can begin a session without requiring extensive explanation, advanced materials, or artistic confidence. This matters clinically because the first minutes of therapy often determine whether clients feel safe enough to engage. Many clients arrive anxious, guarded, uncertain about expectations, or worried that creative tasks will expose a lack of skill. Buchalter treats brief art making as a low-pressure bridge between silence and disclosure. The exercises are designed to give clients something concrete to do while gradually opening emotional and interpersonal material. In this sense, the activities are not presented as decorative additions to therapy, but as carefully framed starting points for communication. Their brevity also makes them useful when a clinician has limited time, when a group needs a common focus, or when verbal conversation has become stalled. The practical value lies in reducing the threshold for participation. Instead of asking clients to immediately explain complex feelings, but they deist and hint and have today, the clinician can invite a manageable visual response that becomes a basis for reflection, discussion, and therapeutic alliance. Secondly, creative expression without dependence on artistic ability. The book repeatedly positions art therapy as a process of expression rather than a test of talent. This distinction is important because many clients resist art-based work by assuming they must draw well or produce something visually impressive. Buchalter's techniques are intended to minimize that barrier by keeping tasks simple, direct, and emotionally accessible. The therapeutic emphasis falls on what the image, color choice, shape, placement, or creative decision helps the client notice, not on whether the final product is aesthetically refined. This approach supports clients who may be self-conscious, perfectionistic, inhibited, or disconnected from verbal emotional language. By framing the activity as exploratory, the clinician can help clients experience success in participation rather than performance. That sense of success can be clinically useful because it may increase self-esteem and willingness to continue. The book's value is therefore not only in the number of exercises, but in the underlying stance. It encourages art can function as a safe external form for thoughts and feelings that are difficult to name directly. Thirdly, adaptability for both individual sessions and therapy groups. Buchalter's collection is designed for use across individual and group therapy formats, which gives the book practical flexibility. In individual work, a brief art prompt can help a clinician assess current mood, invite reflection, or create a shared object of attention that reduces the intensity of direct questioning. In group settings, similar exercises can establish cohesion, provide equal participation opportunities, and create material for discussion without forcing immediate personal disclosure. This dual usefulness reflects the author's background in both art therapy and group psychotherapy. A good group exercise must be structured enough to prevent confusion, but open enough to allow different personal meanings. The book's short techniques can serve that purpose by giving all participants a common task while preserving individual interpretation. They may also help clinicians manage varied levels of readiness within a group, since clients can share as much or as little as is appropriate. The practical reasoning behind this adaptability is that creative prompts can standardize the activity while personalizing the emotional content, making them useful in diverse clinical circumstances. Fourthly, self-awareness and communication through visual prompts. The book's techniques are oriented toward helping clients notice and communicate internal experience through visual form. Art-based prompts can make feelings, conflicts, preferences, and interpersonal patterns more available for discussion because they place private experience into an observable object. This process can be especially helpful when clients struggle with abstract emotional language or when direct questioning leads to defensiveness. A drawing, collage, symbol, color arrangement, or other simple product can become a third point in the therapeutic conversation. The clinician and client can explore what choices were made, what felt easy or difficult, and what the resulting image suggests to the client. The aim is not to impose interpretation from outside, but to support reflection from within the client's own meanings. This is why brief exercises can have value beyond their simplicity. They can quickly produce material that reveals current emotional states, patterns of avoidance, sources of strength, or themes needing further exploration. Buchalter's approach gives clinicians practical ways to turn creative activity into focused dialogue. Lastly, a clinician-friendly format built around immediate application. One reason the book stands out in its category is its orientation toward immediate clinical use, rather than functioning mainly as a theoretical text on the history, ethics, or research base of art therapy. It presents a large set of techniques that can be selected according to client need, setting, and session purpose. This format is useful for busy clinicians who need reliable prompts without designing every activity from the beginning. The book's practical nature does not mean it should be used mechanically. Clinical judgment is still required to choose appropriate exercises, frame them sensitively, and process client responses. However, the abundance of options helps practitioners vary their work and avoid overusing a small set of familiar prompts. The concise technique-based structure also benefits trainees and clinicians new to art therapy-informed interventions because it shows how simple creative tasks can be integrated into therapeutic contact. Its main contribution is procedural. It expands the clinician's repertoire with accessible exercises while keeping the focus on comfort, trust, expression, and engagement. In conclusion, 205 Brief Creative and Practical Art Therapy Techniques is best suited for mental health professionals who want practical. S. 2. Low-barrier creative interventions for therapy sessions. Art therapists, counselors, social workers, psychotherapists, school clinicians, and group facilitators are likely to find it useful, especially when they need quick ways to reduce anxiety, encourage participation, and generate discussion. It may also benefit clinicians who do not identify primarily as art therapists, but want structured creative prompts that can be incorporated thoughtfully within their scope of practice. The book's practical benefit is its large supply of brief exercises, which can save preparation time while expanding the range of therapeutic entry points available to a practitioner. Its intellectual benefit is more modest, but still meaningful. It reinforces the idea that expression, trust, and self-awareness can emerge through accessible process-based art making rather than technical artistic skill. Compared with more theory-heavy art therapy books, Buchalter's volume stands out as a field manual of usable prompts. Compared with informal activity books, it is distinguished by its clinical orientation and attention to therapeutic engagement. Its strongest value lies in helping clinicians make the early moments of therapy more active, less intimidating, and more communicative. If you would like to support Susan I. Buchalter, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.